From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities say they still aren't sure what prompted a student to enter a high school north of Seattle, Washington today and open fire. Police say the gunman and one of his victims are dead. Three other students are in critical condition. A fourth was less seriously injured. Police will only say the gunman was a student at Marysville-Pilchuck High School. Here's Marysville Police Commander Rob Lemoreaux.
The scene is secure. We have now transitioned from a dynamic scene to an investigative scene.
An FBI spokesman in Seattle says the agency has sent personnel to help with the investigation. Marysville Mayor John Nearing says they're trying to console the victims.
It's our priority right now to stand with the families of those that were directly affected from this, as well as with the families and the students of everybody at Marysville-Pilchuck High School who went through this tragic event today.
Police say after the shootings, the student gunman then took his own life. One of the nurses who contracted Ebola in Dallas was sent home from the hospital today. The second nurse who got sick was also declared free of the Ebola virus. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
The two nurses are the only people who have contracted Ebola in the United States. Both were initially treated at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas before being sent on to more specialized facilities. Nina Pham has been at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center in Maryland. She stepped out into the sunshine and up to the microphones, backed by a phalanx of proud men and women in white lab coats.
I have put my trust in God and my medical team. I'm on my way back to recovery, even as I reflect on how many others have not been so fortunate.
Her colleague Amber Vinson is being treated at Emory University Hospital. Doctors there have declared her free of the virus, but they're not quite ready to send her home. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The governors of New York and New Jersey announced today they're issuing a mandatory quarantine for returning travelers who've had any contact with Ebola-infected patients in West Africa. In Egypt, at least 27 people were killed. Dozens more were injured in a bloody attack in the Sinai Peninsula. NPR's Leila Fadel reports it's the worst violence in Egypt since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last year.
A car bomb targeted two armored military vehicles at a checkpoint near the border with the Gaza Strip. The semi-official newspaper Al Ahram's website said the death toll was so high because the bomb hit a stockpile of weapons that were stored at the base. The attack was met with horror, and TV analysts blamed Egypt's government for not doing enough to stop such violence. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi convened an emergency meeting of the National Defense Council to respond to what his office calls a terrorist attack. Sinai is a largely lawless peninsula where an Islamist insurgency is growing. Hundreds of security forces have been killed there. Some of that violence has spilled over into the rest of Egypt. This week, two other bombs went off in Cairo, but no one was killed. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Stocks ended the week higher. The Dow was up 127 points. You're listening to NPR. A federal judge has granted a request from the four major U.S. professional sports leagues and the NCAA to stop New Jersey from allowing legalized sports betting. Judge Michael Shipp issuing a temporary restraining order to block the move. It issues a law that would repeal the state's ban on sports wagering. Monmouth Park Racetrack had said it planned to accept bets beginning Sunday, but that's now on hold. Procter & Gamble is planning to sell its Duracell business. As NPR's John Eastie reports, the consumer products behemoth has planned to shed up to half of its brands.
P&G hopes to improve profits by focusing on its best-selling products and unloading the ones that are underperforming. Though Duracell is the leading battery brand, its sales have fallen recently. In fact, in the past 12 months, battery sales in the U.S. have dipped by 4.3%. That's partly because disposable batteries are losing ground as electronic devices have begun to rely more and more on rechargeable batteries. P&G has already dumped 25 brands, hoping to spend its resources boosting sales growth in its strongest labels, including Pampers diapers and Tide laundry detergent. John Idstee, NPR News, Washington.
Apparently some National Guardsmen in Utah are in hot water over a risque video that was at least partially filmed at a guard training camp there. The video reportedly shows bikini-clad British women firing high-powered weapons and riding in tanks. According to Major General Jeff Burton, whose guard personnel were found to have been involved in the deal, could face fines, demotions, or forced retirements pending completion of a complete investigation. A separate investigation has found a state police SWAT team officer was involved in the film while he was on duty. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com.